Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What are you already laughing about?
I'm not laughing at anything.
You're looking at me and you're laughing. I'm not starting on you. Don't worry about it. It's
no,
coming.
No. We got to keep people in suspense.
No, it's coming. We do have an announcement. I do have an announcement.
You do have an announcement.
I have a few announcements.
I don't even know what they are.
I swear to everything I have, Matt has no idea what I'm going to tell him today.
I'm excited.
He has no idea what's in store for him.
Let's do it.
We're going to get
to it. Second hour. We'll do it in the second hour.
We're going to get it. There's a lot of things to get to. Now, every time we have a caller, an interviewer, a celebrity, an athlete that comes on the program, we always warn them, this is FCC radio.
Of course.
We have to watch what we're saying. I'm reminding myself right now.
Okay.
Because I so badly want to say some things.
Why? What happened?
The same things that I said in my man cave last night. Let's welcome to the program the newest signed UFC fighter, and I have goosebumps saying it, my brother from another mother, and I know I'm not supposed to be showing favoritism, Alon Cruz. What up, dude?
What's going on, Randy? How you doing?
I am so happy for you. I started screaming when it happened. How did you stay so composed, not only during the fight, but as the whole thing ended? And, you know, you look over at Dana. He does what he hasn't done that to anybody in the 20-some years I've known him.
Yeah, it's kind of still surreal. Like I was telling my teammates today that, watching the knee again, and then, when I turned to Dana and I gave him the signature sign, he was like, yes, and he gave it back to me. It doesn't even seem like it was me. It seemed like I'm just watching somebody else doing that night. And I was like, dude, that's pretty cool for him. You know what I mean? But, and I think it's just like, it's just all the years I put in, like, it just kind of seemed like, like it was supposed to be, I'm meant to be there. So it wasn't really like a big surprise. It was more so just, wow, it's finally here and it actually happened,
All right, Matt, I need to ask you a question. As we're driving up, we drove from Tampa. We're just outside Orlando for tonight's MLS All-Star game. You told me a story, something about Colby said that he should get credit for somebody's win because he rolled with him and trained with him?
Yeah, Masvidal.
Okay, with the Masvidal win?
Because he's best friends and grew up, they trained in the apartment together, and he took credit for the win.
Okay, so my question to you, Alon, we rolled together. Do I get any credit?
If you want to take them, you can.
He's still calling you as his teammate, so I don't know if there's a time limit on that.
All right, so let's ask.
Once a time limit, once a brother, always a brother?
Well, it's like the Marines. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Even though a lot of times that's not true, right, Alon? When guys leave the gym, are they? They're no longer teammates. I drive by the gym a lot.
You're definitely a brother. I mean, you're definitely not a teammate, though, at the time. But you're always you're always family.
There you go. You're family.
All right, I'm family, but I'm still a teammate. No matter what he calls it, I'm still a teammate. All right, so now you're sitting there. Everybody else is crossing their fingers. They're worried. I felt really bad for the one guy. Four gets signed. One sits there. What was it like to sit there knowing the others don't know, but obviously you do, Dana does, everybody in the world knows?
I guess I was just able to enjoy the moment more. I wasn't really I wasn't like guessing whether or not he was going to sign me or, freaking out like, oh God, did I do enough? Because I already knew. He already gave me the confirmation. And so I was just able to enjoy it more. I guess that's why I was kind of smiling. I was kind of happy and, elated the whole time because there was really nothing for me to worry about. I already knew. I already got the signature. So, I guess I was a lucky one as far as that goes.
All of the MMA media that I follow on Twitter, which isn't a lot, but some of the people that I've known for a long time, they've been tweeting. They've never seen anybody with the cardio that you had. I mean, you didn't even look tired. You didn't even look at, as you walked out of the octagon. Tell everybody about the training that you do. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it because they're still in Vegas and I'm still here. The knuckleheads that train you.
Man, I just, you know, I just make sure that I just train as hard as I can every time I'm at the gym. Like anybody will tell you, I don't really even run. I don't, you know, I know a lot of people run, you know, maybe every now and then I'll swim, but, you know, as far as my cardio goes, it's just, you know, I kind of, it's kind of the same sentiment that Kamaru Usman said one time. I think he said it on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was like, you know, the reason my cardio is so good is because when I go into train, I train 100% as hard as I possibly can and push myself every time. And that's why his cardio is so good when he gets into the cage, because he leaves it all in training. And that's kind of how I take it. Every time I train, I come out of training exhausted. Even if it's just, you know, a basic session and maybe there's only two of us in the gym and we're not even doing anything crazy, I'll come out of there sweating, you know, breathing extremely hard because I need to push myself. And I don't want to, that's probably one of my biggest fears, is to get tired in the cage. I think that's a pretty bad place to be. And I've been there before, and I don't want that to happen to me, especially at the higher levels. So I make sure that I put 100% every single time I train. And that's probably, you know, why I have such good cardio.
Well, that's when you were supposed to say, and that's the bottom line. Anyway.
And that's the bottom line.
So as we talked last week, I almost brought something up a few times, and I kept the little mouse in the back of my head kept saying, people listen to the show, people listen to this show. And I was going to bring up about some of the videos, some of the clowning around, you know, when I was in the gym with you, some of the flips, some of the stuff that you've done. So I wasn't as surprised as a lot of people about how many kicks and the type of kicks that you threw last night.
Yeah, you know, as you know, I'm always throwing wild kicks. You know, we're doing just, you know, I throw a capoeira kick. You know, my taekwondo kick, the spinning hook. I like it almost fun to throw in sparring or, you know, whatever we're doing. But obviously when you get to land it in the cage, it feels real nice because you're actually throwing it at 100%, really trying to hook somebody. As opposed to, you know, when you're in the gym, you throw it kind of 50% or you throw it a little slower and, you know, kind of just like I would have landed that. Yeah, you know, when you get to actually do in the cage, that's when it really feels great.
When you walked out of the cage, you walked directly over to Sean Shelby and Dana. What did you say to them, and what did they say back to you?
I just told them, you know, thank you for the opportunity. You know, I appreciate it. And that's, you know, I shook each one's hand, and, you know, Dana was like, you know, that was fucking awesome. And I'm sorry, and that
freaking
was awesome.
Freaking.
And, and, you know, and that was it. I mean, and then Dana came to the back later and talked to all the fighters. You know, he talked to me, you know, for a little bit, you know, told me that it was great. He was super impressed, and, you know, that's what he's looking for. And then he told the rest of the fighters kind of the same thing. And, you know, it was a humbling experience. You know, I can't really, that's definitely top anything, I guess, as far as my career goes and life-wise so far.
So the question now you wake up a UFC fighter today, what changes in your approach? I mean, you've been at this a long time. Is anything going to change in your camp and your preparation or in your day-to-day duties?
Man, probably just time to turn it up even more. I mean, I don't know how much more I can turn it up, but I'm going to find a way. That's really about it. Because obviously now we're in the league with the big boys. And, you know, maybe even what I did, you know, last night might not even be enough, you know, especially for the guys at the higher level. So I definitely want to, you know, pass some holes up. You know, there's definitely some things I want to work and need to work on. And I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to learn, and I love learning. So I'm going to get back in the gym as soon as, you know, all my little injuries heal up, and then, you know, I get to work, you know, back on the grind.
When you get back home, or if it's still in your phone, send me back the photo that I sent of you back when the UFC came to the gym and had their that training that day, that open workout, because I want to now post the photo of two UFC fighters and the other guy.
Okay. Well.
So when do you come home, and, you know, do they let you stay out there for the day? Do you get to enjoy it, or are you headed
to
the airport?
No, we actually have to hit the lobby at 12, and we fly out probably around 2, I guess, and just with the time change and everything, we don't get back to Tampa until midnight. So as soon as I get home, I'm going straight to sleep. And then hopefully, you know, my time schedule won't be thrown too much, you know, thrown off too much, and then I guess Wednesday I'll figure out what I'm going to do, or Thursday.
Will it be weird if it hasn't already happened to now wear that hat, to now wear that shirt that says UFC?
No, I don't think anything's going to be weird. It's just, it just seems right. It just seems like, you know, that's where I was always supposed to be, and that's how I've always felt, that I'm supposed to be a UFC fighter, and now it's just, it's come into, you know, reality.
So I guess the next step will be when you're, you know, when your first fight in the UFC and you get the fight package and, you know, you get all your gear with your name on the back. And I mean, can you anticipate what that's going to look like and what that's going to feel like?
I probably feel like when I got the Dana White's Contender Series gear and all the package and whatnot. I mean, obviously it's not the UFC stuff, but, you know, it's a step up from anything I've done before and had. You know, we've never had, you know, joggers and shirts and hats and all this stuff, you know, with Dana White's name on it. And now it'll just be the UFC instead. It'll be one more step up. So it'll probably feel just like that, that new feeling all over again. And then I'm sure, you know, once I've had a few fights in the UFC, it'll become normal.
I guess the obvious question, and I don't want to keep you too long, you know, Bisping talked about it, about the job and working in the bread aisle, and then he made, you know, a joke about now you're going to have lots of bread. A, did you hear that? And yeah. B, when do you go back to work? Are you going back to work at Publix?
So I watched it last night, and I did hear that, and I thought it was pretty funny. You know, I was surprised they actually mentioned my Publix family, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I do go back to work next Tuesday. So I'll be back in Publix throwing bread and bagging and all that good stuff. Back to the normal life.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well,
since I know you love hell bringing celebrities and fighters to Torta Pizza.
Listen, I own two pizzerias. We coin ourselves as where champions eat. So I would love to host you and your team since you're local in Tampa.
Our team, does that include me?
You're part of both teams. Right. You're on both teams. Your family. You're in the Cruz family and you're at the Torta Pizza family.
I'm happier to be in the Cruz.
Hey. But bring your teammates. I want to throw a celebratory party for you guys, and we'll do it the right way when you guys get back to Tampa.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, Alon. Thank you very much. Congratulations. I'm sure next to, you know, your mom and your girlfriend, nobody happier, nobody prouder than you, for you than me. Can't wait to see you back at home. And, yeah, let us know when you want to come down and pig out on pizza.
I will. Thank you, Randy.
All right. Thank you, tell the guys I said hi.
I will. Y'all have a good one.
The newest UFC. It's so awesome to even say.
Amazing.
You know, it's – I mean, I've been with Alon, you know, in the highs and the lows and being in the gym. And again, we all have talked about it. I'm not trying to imply like I was anything like those guys because I wasn't. But I went in there – a little later in the morning than them, but I would get there.
After they left, no one was there.
You know, when we would run those 476 laps around the 16 steps in the gym, I would do six of them.
Sure.
You know, I would do some.
Participated.
Yeah, I participated.
You got a ribbon.
You know, but it definitely was cool.
The knee hurt around the world. I mean,
I let out a scream, and my wife came running over. She's like, "What's wrong?" I said, "Watch this."
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And
oh, you know what I forgot to mention to him? Get him back on the phone.
What'd you do? You broke the TV?
ESPN. Did you see that?
No.
Top 10?
Oh, that was a top 10 play?
Yeah, he was in top 10.
Unbelievable.
He wasn't just in top 10.
The number one.
He was number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and I totally forgot.
Incredible.
God. Yep. Good stuff. Good kid.
But I mean, it goes
hopefully
to show,
he stays grounded.
I think that's the part that we've talked to about in the past with this show is, you know, a lot of these guys are having, they have real jobs, and the fighting is their hobby. It's their passion. It's their dream, but they still have to pay bills and support their families. And so to still work at Publix and still have a job and now get that chance to make this his career maybe and do it full time. What an accomplishment. So it's awesome to see it. It's awesome to be a part of it. I want to go train there just so I can say I'm a teammate.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh.
No, because it has to be voted on 100%, and I vote against it.
What if Seagal and I teach front kicks? Because he has the knee, obviously, from Nicholson and from Masvidal. So maybe I can get some credit with Seagal.
Yeah, probably not.
What if I create a pizza karate chop thing?
Probably not.
Like a wedge or something.
But four of the five.
Yeah.
You know, got contracts last time. I've never seen, you know, Dana do that. And
just
they asked,
one guy out.
Well, you know, to do it right then. You know, normally you don't know anything about that, you know, any of that stuff. And, you know, I didn't even realize Alon went to him first and did the signing. And Dana's like, yep.
Yeah. I mean, he was so, it was an instant, you know, acknowledgement that he earned Dana's respect, which is hard to do. The guy's seen everything. I mean, for how long? 25 years? Dana's seen every kind of finish. And for him to get that excited is awesome.
Very, very good stuff. Very cool stuff. All right, let's go hit our very first break of the afternoon. I do have a couple major announcements. One's in the works. One that's going to be very interesting regarding you, and if you can tone it down.
Oh, tone it down? I'm just getting fired up.
I need you toned down for when I tell you what is planned.
All right.
All that and a whole lot more coming to you live en route to the MLS All-Star Game, where we will meet God himself. And I am looking forward to that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sun.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live every Wednesday. But we're on the road today, en route to the MLS All-Star Game in Orlando.
All right, so I've shuffled up all of our celebrity guests and everything that's coming up. We're moving some things around. We've changed it. We're going to get Titus O'Neil on at the bottom of the hour.
What a great guy.
Big event coming up. We're going to talk to him. First and foremost, so we leave the studio, and we're getting ready to drive up. I'm waiting for you at the castle.
Yes.
And you pull up in the limo, and you get out dressed like a clown.
What do you mean a clown? I got out dressed like an all-star, first off, and it's called a goalie outfit. I had the jersey, and I was ready to go. So if an all-star goes down tonight, I'm ready to go in. That just means I'm prepared. So,
just like when it was at McEnroe?
Yes, McEnroe.
And you showed up in your tennis gear.
Well, I like to dress with a theme. So if we're going to go, you know.
So are you a clown or a tool? I'm not sure which.
No,
seriously.
I'm just, you were in cleats
when you picked me up. You were in your cleats.
Do you know how hard it is to drive a car with cleats on?
Oh, my God.
I thought you would respect the skill and the difficulty.
No.
No?
No.
I mean, it was hard to walk on tile floor, I'll tell you that.
All right. Should I tell you what's in store for you?
You got to wait.
Wait.
The suspense has got to be. I'm in suspense. I can't wait, but I want to wait till the end of the show.
I know you think you know.
I think I do know.
I know you think you know.
I think I do.
You don't know. You don't know.
You told me hints.
You don't know what's in store for you. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on you.
Okay. I'm good with pressure.
There's going to be a lot of people rooting for you. And then there'll be people like me rooting against you.
Oh, so I'm like Covington.
Well, that's what you want to be.
Well, you got to be. I mean, you got to have equal people hate you as much as they love you, right?
Right. And so you're going to fit that mode.
He's great at that. He's great at playing that role.
And Covington fights Robbie Lawler this Saturday.
Main event.
And I'm sure 90% of the fans are rooting for Robbie Lawler.
Sure.
I'm not sure Colby really has any fans.
I mean, he.
Do you think he does?
He says he does.
Well, he says he does. I mean, sorry, you say you do.
Yeah, right. We have the same fans. That's what's great about our relationship.
Yeah. No, for sure. So.
I like to dress in theme. So if we go somewhere, I like to fit in. I like to be part of the core group. And in case someone
goes. I can't wait to take you to the circus.
If somebody goes down, I jump in.
All right. So even though the circus is no longer. I'm going to start my own circus just so you can go to it.
I'll look like Ronald McDonald.
Well, you already do.
I'll be the dummy.
So you're not going to come in character?
No, I'm just going to be myself.
Yourself. All right. I did get something. You know, I get these emails all the time, and I read like none of them. Why I open this one.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? What do I like the least? You know me fairly well. What do I know like the least?
Salespeople.
Okay. Even more. What do I like even less than that?
And
mainly because of you.
Because of me?
Yes. The Tampa Bay Rays. Right?
Yeah, because, that's what it is.
I got an email.
Okay.
Spring training season tickets on sale.
Oh, nice.
They just they just got past the halfway point of 2019.
Yeah, but they're already out of it. They know it.
I understand that.
They don't.
But they already want people to pay for spring training tickets.
You got to get that money up front before they move to Montreal.
Oh, my God.
No, is it Mick, what's his name, Kevin Kluckemeyer, the chicken that won't?
Like,
am I fighting Kluckemeyer in a match? Is that what the surprise is?
All right. No, it's not.
All right. I'll keep guessing throughout the show.
No, I'm going to tell you now.
No, I don't want to know now. I want to wait. I want to wait till the end of the show.
Well, why would you bring up that you think you're fighting somebody?
Oh, because you said it was a boxing match.
No, I said it's a fight.
Oh, it's a fight.
It is a
bare knuckle.
It is a fight.
Is it bare knuckle?
It is a fight.
I'm in such suspense. I don't know which gloves to put on.
All right.
Bare knuckle gloves?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you
fine.
Now.
Fine. All right, drop it.
Okay. You're going to have double duty this night.
Okay.
You will be the ring announcer, and then you're going to fight.
All right.
You are doing both in this event in Tampa.
Okay, and who am I fighting?
Well, we're working on that.
Are you serious?
No, I'm 1,000% serious.
100%.
100%.
Okay.
1,000 would be 10 times better than 100, but whatever. 100%, you will be the ring announcer of this event, and you will be fighting in it later in the evening. Now,
in the same outfit?
That's up to you.
Is it like me versus Bruce Buffer? We're both wearing
I just told you that we're working on who it is.
All right.
But the person who's running this said, well, how would that work? A, this gets you later on in the evening as well.
Right.
I'm not saying you're the main event because you're not.
I could be.
No, believe me, you can't.
I should be.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay. I got to work on my pizza choke. I got to come up with a signature. The pizza choke, the Heimlich.
This is real. This isn't a gimmick.
No, I'm saying, but that'd be my move. The Heimlich maneuver. I grab them.
This is real.
Okay.
You will be the ring announcer from the start of the evening, probably around 6 o'clock, and then you will probably fight around 9:30 or 10.
Okay, let's do it.
So they're going to have to get a backup And I already told him I have no interest in doing it because I'm going to be in the corner. It's going to be too cool to watch you fall. I want to be as close as possible.
Why am I going to fall?
Because I'm rooting against you.
You don't know who I'm fighting.
No, I do, but I'm just not telling you.
That's not fair.
I really don't know.
Do I need a fight camp? Do I need to like freshen up my skills?
Are you going to take this serious?
I'm going to take it 100% serious.
Then yes, you
if
need
I'm fighting
camp.
Another person, of course.
Then yes, you need a fight camp.
Okay, then I'll get it.
This is the, like I said,
I've seen some of the best fighters in the world. They can't stretch a pizza. So, I mean, I got a huge advantage. Have you seen me stretch a pizza?
What does that have to do with your really
good hand-eye coordination, precision?
Dude.
I'm a master.
Dude, you're really going to be in a fist fight.
Okay, that's fine. Which gloves am I wearing? 4-ounce gloves?
I'm not.
12-ounce gloves?
I'm not telling you yet.
I really don't want my brain to like swell and die. So, anything but boxing.
Then do one of two things.
Okay.
Finish the fight quickly.
Okay.
Or just fall.
Or just not get hit in the head.
Or not get hit. But yeah, this is a definite. You will be the ring announcer of this event. It will be in Tampa. It will be towards the end of this year.
Okay.
And then later in the program, I'm going to try to get co-main event. If not, you may be third. Because okay. I want it as late as possible.
Yeah, no, I got to be seen.
Well, because you're going to be the ring announcer. And then what I think we ought to do is I'm going to tell the promoter that then you'll just literally take your jacket off, wrap up whatever glove it's going to be, if it's a glove, and then you'll go and fight.
Well, let's get it on.
That way you won't have time to get nervous because you're going to be busy butchering people's names.
That's true.
There you have it.
Well, I've already got my experience when I did the Jits Kings promotion MC, so I'm ready. I'm ready for both. Let's get it on.
You can't say that.
Oh, let's get it going.
You might be able to say that. Well, the other is trademarked.
Oh, yeah. Well, pizza time. There you go. It's time for pizza.
No, you know what it's time for?
A break.
It's time for Titus.
Oh, Titus time.
You know, just saying his name, I feel like I'm a better person.
What a guy.
Being around him, I feel like a better person. And even better, he's now on our program. Titus O'Neill, how are you, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you, Randy?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Saw you the other day at Bucks. Is there a bigger Bucks fan than you and your family?
I'm sure it is. I mean, we just moved here, you know, in 2005. So I know that there's season ticket holders that have been season ticket holders for a long time. But I am a big fan of all Tampa Bay, Team Tampa Bay, I like to call it. Even though I'm a Gator, I support the USF Bulls as well. I like what they're doing over there. Have liked what they've been doing over there for a few years now, and to have friends over there like you know, Michael Kelly and obviously Charlie Strong, who recruited me to the University of Florida. You know, it's always good to be able to, you know, have some affiliations. But you know, there's no secret that I'm very close with Jameis Winston. And a few of the other players, O.J. Howard, and, you know, I appreciate everything that Mike Evans does in this community. And, you know, the organization, Brian Ford, you know, he's tremendous, you know, and he's got a tremendous team around him, people that are trying each and every day to make the product on the field and off the field better. And it's a lot to be excited about with Bruce Arians in town and what he's doing and what he's done and what we feel like he's going to do. And, you know, he brought in some great draft picks and obviously some really great free agents and leading that is Sue. And I look forward to seeing what he can do down here in Tampa as well.
It's definitely a good time. Training camp just kicked off. I think we're into day 5 or 6. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, come the first couple preseason games and then, of course, the first game against the now-run John Lynch San Francisco 49ers. Before I talk to you about the two things, you know, on tap this Saturday and the book, I always ask the MMA fighters when they go out of town, when they go on the road, you know, that it's a business trip, but do they get to go out? Do they get to go and enjoy any of the city? And I've never asked you that. You travel all over the country, all over the world in what you are you able to get out and enjoy some of these cities that you're going to, or is it work? You fly in, you get to work, and you get back home.
Most of the time, I always try to make time to get away and do something in every city, even if it's just to go get a haircut. I just like being out and about, breaking up my day some sort of way with the schedule that we have. Sometimes it is good to kind of, you know, I always try to find, obviously, a great restaurant. Most of the time, it's not a chain restaurant. I usually try to eat at, you know, mom and pop, farm to table type places, supporting local businesses, and having an opportunity to to, you know, to learn the culture and learn some of the people. And, you know, you'd be very surprised in travels, you know, just how many friends you can pick up.
Absolutely. And by talking to people and just going out in the community. I was flipping through channels, I think it was yesterday, and as I went through Bay News 9, I wasn't watching, but I heard the voice. Obviously, it was yours. I flipped back as you were telling the story, you know, about your youth, about the book that's about to come out. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah. So I have a book coming out called There's No Such Thing as a Bad Kid. It drops August 6th in stores everywhere. And it's available online on Amazon right now. And I actually have a book signing here in Tampa Bay area on the 4th at Barnes & Noble's on North Dale Mabry at 2 o'clock. But that book, that sentence was uttered to me when I was 12 years old. A guy at the Florida Sheriff's Boys Ranch by the name of Patrick Minogue. You know, I was getting ready to get kicked off of the Boys Ranch. And he asked me, you know, why do you think it is that you get in trouble all the time? And I said, I don't know. I'm just a bad kid. And he looked at me and said, there's no such thing as a bad kid. And I asked him, how could he say that when I've gotten in trouble and, you know, getting ready to get kicked off the Boys Ranch and things like that. And he said, you know, I'm not going to tell you the answer to that right now. I'm going to turn things around. And I love you and I believe in you. And at that moment, you know, he told me that he wasn't going to tell me why he said that. That I would grow to know for myself, and I have. You know, there is no such thing as a bad kid. You have kids that are in bad environments, making bad decisions, and having bad outcomes. You put those same exact kids in a good environment around great people, and they have a greater chance to succeed. That's what happened with me, and that's what drives and motivates me each and every day to do the things that I do for people, not just kids, for people in general. Because people invested in me when they had nothing to gain in return. And so this book is a snapshot of my life and things that have occurred and that have occurred in my life. But the most telling thing that I want from the book is for any teacher, coach, parent, anybody that works with youth, in any capacity, even from the book cover, I was very strategic in making sure that I had a very diverse and inclusive book cover. A lot of times, I work with special needs kids, and they get left out of things. And I didn't want that to be the case with this book because those kids are special, just like anyone else's kids are special. So, you know, the book is to, you know, hopefully be a teaching tool and change the mindset of some people when they see a kid acting out or misbehaving in any sort of way, to look deeper than just the actions that is going on right now. That kid might not eat, and, you know, he might have witnessed, you know, abuse at home. He might have been abused at home, or she might have been abused at home. You don't know until you dive deeper into their situation and before you start placing stereotypes and labels on people. Give them a chance to give yourself a chance to figure out what's going on with them.
I would assume, and we don't want to assume that it's in the book, and if it is, obviously, you know, we'll wait to read it and not have you say it. But if it's not, what was the turning point? Not when did you learn it? What was the turning point, you know, in your youth when things did start to change?
That was the turning point, honestly. And it wasn't necessarily a quick turning point for my behavior. I still was a class clown at times. But it was definitely a turning point for my mindset. You know, I really did believe that I was going to be dead or in jail by the time I was 16. And I kind of, you know, embraced that. Like, okay, whatever, I'm not, you know, y'all say I'm not never going to graduate from high school, so why should I do work? We all never go to college, why should I do work? And, you know, being in that situation and then having a man that didn't have any reason to say what he said, say that to me, that changed my mindset of saying, man, I need to start believing in myself. You know, if this guy believes in me, that's only takes one, you know, because a lot of people had told me that they love me, but then turn around and abuse me in some kind of way or whatever. But nobody had ever told me they believed in me. So that was the turning point. Him not only telling me there's no such thing as a bad kid, but also putting actions behind his words to show me that, you know, I'm going to make sure that you succeed. You know, and I'm not going to send you home like everybody else wants to send you home. I'm going to keep you here, and we're going to grow from this. You're going to be a shining light for our organization, and and that's exactly what happened.
Then from that, I know that you did this last year as well. Big event this Saturday at Raymond James. Talk about the Back to School Bash.
Yeah, this year, second year in a row, partnering with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well as Advent Health to bring a bunch of families and students and teachers together to kind of kick off the school year right. And we'll be servicing them with health physicals and dental screenings and eye exams and backpacks filled with school supplies in them. You know, last year we gave away over 15,000 backpacks in 2 hours. So obviously this year I ordered 20,000 just because, you know, obviously the need is there and we still have thousands of people waiting in line to try to get some services as well. But in order for people to, you know, to streamline this process, you know, people, the best way to do it is to go on to bullardfamilyfoundation.org, B-U-L-L-A-R-D, familyfoundation.org, and register there to not only volunteer but also to participate if you need services or whatever. You can register there. And we're obviously always willing to take donations to kind of help with the overhead and the cost of this event. The other cool thing that we're doing with this event is we're taking 12 of the TBYFL smaller teams and having a kickoff classic, you know, powered by PDQ, which is giving us an opportunity to have these kids cheerlead as well as play on the field at Raymond James Stadium. They're going to play a scrimmage. They're going to have a 12-team scrimmage with one quarter running clock, and it should be very interesting to see these kids running around on this big field, because hopefully years down the line they'll never forget this moment, because they'll hopefully be playing on it or cheering on it. And either with USF Bulls or the Bucks or even the XFL team that'll be here, or, you know, they'll be coming in on an opposing team. At either rate, give them their first taste of playing on an NFL field in the NFL stadium in front of their friends and family. That's the opportunity that I wanted to present to them.
Titus, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to your family at events like this? You know, all these families come in and they're having a very good time. They're getting some needs filled that they need to get ready for school. But what does this mean to you, and what does it mean to your family and your kids?
We take a great deal of pride in being able to help facilitate, you know, avenues where people's lives can be enhanced. And my kids know my story, obviously, with my mom, and, you know, they've had a chance to chat with my grandmother, or their grandmother, and they know the ties to why we do what we do in the community. And it's never about, you know, having your name on a banner, or it's never about, like, you know, seeing how you can, you know, raise your profile. Is truly about raising the awareness of the need and supporting it in the best way possible, and treating people with dignity while you're doing it. A lot of times, a lot of folks do a lot of transactional stuff, and I'm into transformational change, and I just like to try to get people to do transformational stuff.
Final question for you, and I just read it at the bottom of the flyer, but I waited. I wanted to ask this question. I now know the answer, but I'd like you to tell everybody. It's the first time I've ever seen this. The start time is at 8:01, not 8 o'clock, and it ends at 2:01, not 2 o'clock, and I've never seen that. Can you explain why?
Yeah, so the one signifies and represents unity. I feel like we're stronger together when we come together as one. We do so many things in a you know, spread out way. That a lot of times services end up being duplicated. They leave one backpack drive and go to another one, and they go to another one. And so you're never really servicing the need. So I try to do things at this level at this time because, number one, like I say, the one represents unity and bringing people together. But then also, too, if you start your show your show at 8 o'clock and somebody else starts their show at 8 o'clock, We're all doing the same thing. And if I want to transform our lives, I can't do it the same way. So that one small tweak gets people in the mindset of we're doing something different. And because of that, we're going to make a difference. And that's what the whole 01 is about. It's about doing something different, setting a standard of excellence by bringing other people to the table that probably traditionally would not have that opportunity to do so, and doing it as one.
If you want to attend Saturday, if you want to volunteer, go to BullardFamilyFoundation.org. All the information will be up on our website. As always, Titus, thank you very much for your time. It was great seeing you the other day, and I look forward to running into you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Titus O'Neill.
Amazing.
He's just a good guy.
You know, you see a lot of celebrities start charities and foundations, and yeah, you know, for tax purposes or for just a feel good, but this guy actually, he's everywhere. And I see him more doing charitable acts in the community than I do on TV, and he's always on TV.
You know, we went to that event with what's the guy's name?
Which one?
The guy's name.
The guy.
The guy. We went to it. We
with
went
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, that guy.
The WrestleMania?
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
Terry?
That guy, Terry.
Terry Bullock.
You know, your mentor guy. Hogan.
And Titus.
And Titus was there. And this is, I mean, there's many reasons that I look up to Titus. One, he's 6'7".
That helps.
So definitely I look up to him. But when they were talking to the kids, a lot of times you go to these events, and let's be honest, they're kids. They're youngsters. They're 6. They're 8. They're whatever. They get a little rambunctious. They get a little, Titus is like, hold on a second. Let's calm down.
Sure.
I mean, he does this because he wants to do
this.
Of
course.
He doesn't do it because he needs to. He wants the exposure. None of that stuff. And that's why literally there's very few people, and I know I've told you a couple of them, that make me smile, that just make me feel better about myself, even though that's not possible a lot of times. You know, you don't like to change. You don't change. But when I see Titus walking around, you know, when I see Clay Guida, who we're hoping to have on here shortly, guys like that, they just make you feel better about life, feel better about all this garbage that's going on. And I may even feel better about you being a ring announcer and then later in the program.
A champion.
A fighter. I don't know about a champion.
A winner.
Well, you can't say champion until you know who you're fighting.
No, I got to win. It doesn't matter who you put in front of me.
I'm going
to
ask you.
It doesn't matter who I put. I have to win. There's no other option for me. It's me versus one other person.
What if this person, I've always wanted to ask an athlete, and I'm not sure I ever have. When you're going to fight somebody, do you ever think you can't beat them?
No, you can't. Why would you even consider that?
All right, so if you were to fight...
My master, Fabio...
What's the guy in Clearwater that just fought and lost to Pacquiao?
Oh, Thurman? Keith Thurman?
If you were to fight Keith Thurman,
okay.
Do you honestly believe you could beat him?
Honestly. I mean, as long as I have quick feet, like the Muhammad Ali feet, like
so you
Pacquiao
can run.
Had.
So you can run.
Well, that helps. Running away
no,
helps.
I'm being a serious...
Listen...
Now, you wouldn't take the fight, obviously.
Here's the truth. Fabio Nevaez, my master of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school, he tells you that the fabric, the belt that covers your body is only 2 inches. And just because it has a different color doesn't mean that it does any other purpose than hold your gi together. So anyone can win at any moment. Mike Tyson knocked out Buster Douglas in Tokyo. Do you really think that
no, it's the other way around.
Or Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson, right? But do you really think that going into that Buster Douglas didn't think he could win?
No, I think Buster Douglas did think he could win. That's why he bet on himself.
There you go.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm betting on myself.
But first of all, you don't even know who it is. It
doesn't matter who it is.
If you were to fight in a real fight.
It doesn't matter who it is.
If you were to fight Keith Thurman.
I'm betting on me.
You're betting on you.
I'm betting on me.
If you were to fight Antonio Tarver's son.
I'm betting on me.
But do you really think you can beat him?
If I'm putting my money up, it gives me extra motivation. But yeah, I expect to win. Why would I expect to lose? I've seen better brawls inside of a restaurant than I've seen inside the ring or octagon.
No, I get that.
I mean, watch the Holloway fight, like with him and Frankie. They were just like sparring.
I don't know about if I'd say that.
Without Frankie's overhand right, what else was there?
But that's
Max,
Frankie.
Max's jab.
Max is a better fighter.
Well, I'm just saying. But there was no. I mean, I've seen two cooks in a kitchen go at it harder than that. But, and they got pizza cutters, and people are bleeding. I mean. I'm a restaurant guy. I'm ready for any brawl anywhere.
You don't think that was a good fight?
No. I mean, it was a technical fight.
Right, it was a technical fight. I mean,
for the MMA fan.
It wasn't a brawl.
For an MMA fan, it was a boring fight. It was a slow fight. It was for a main event fight, it wasn't action-packed. But for a true, you know, someone who studies the art of the fight and knows the strategy, then yeah, it was a very technical fight, and it was a very good fight for Max. But yeah, for the fan, I'd rather see a flying knee.
Well, we saw that last night. And then we saw it in the main event, too. Now everybody's going to try the flying knee.
Oh, yeah.
So now a Superman punch is going to knock out somebody throwing a flying knee.
What if they connect at the same time?
It's going to happen.
When that happens, it's going to be crazy.
It will be crazy.
Maybe I'll be the one to do it. I'll do it.
Will Cyborg stay or will she go?
She's going for Amanda for sure. That fight's happening.
Well, I don't know about for sure. I don't know about for sure.
I was surprised by how I thought she was going to dominate that fight. I thought Cyborg was going to dominate. I didn't think it was going to get out of the first round. I didn't think that it was going to go to decision. So Felicia definitely was tough. She took a beating, and she weathered the storm. So, but I didn't see the dominance from Cyborg that I saw in the past. So I'm a little worried about it.
At any point, did you think she was going to lose that fight?
Cyborg?
Yeah. None.
No. I mean, I never saw that coming. I was surprised she didn't try to take it to the ground though. But after losing to Amanda with punches, I didn't think she wanted to stand and strike with anyone.
I truly believe that Cyborg wants to fight Amanda again.
No question.
I truly believe that she's going to stay if she gets the money she wants. It's all about the money.
I think she wants the title back. She wants redemption.
I understand she wants that, but it's back to what we were just talking about. It starts with the money, you know, and that's why, you know, when you stop and think about it, if she did turn down the Amanda fight, and I don't know if she did or didn't, we've heard all sorts of stuff, it's because it was the last fighter in her contract. Why would you take that fight? Common sense, you don't take that fight. It's business. Because if the UFC wants that fight to happen, did you see they made her take the shirt off?
No.
She was wearing a shirt. Nunes versus Cyborg 2.
Okay.
And they made her take it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem with this sport. Like, the business side of it is taking all the love and the passion out of it, right? But that's why Frankie took the fight that he didn't have to take against Ortega, right? Because he did it for the passion, because he loved it, because he had an opportunity. Right, some of these guys are still old school, and they're actually building their career based on what's right, and just, you know, no matter who the opponent is, I'm taking the fight, I'm in the thing. Now, other guys are very strategic. I'm only going to fight for the best title fight. I'm only going to fight for
business.
An opportunity. I get the business, but that's ruining it. It's just like taking all the sponsors away back in the day when, like, you know, guys would come to the cage and they'd have all their individual sponsors. Now it's all uniformed and it's all one. They all just have their name on their shorts that are all the same company and the same brand. You know, like, they took away the individualization of these fighters and their camps. Like, so I like it. It's old school. And I think some of these people do it because of the love of the fighting, and they don't care about the money or the contract.
At Barry. The great Pat Barry, Hyper Die, I think that's his Twitter, said anybody who says they do it for the love is a liar.
Really?
He said that.
What?
He said that.
Tito Ortiz fought for free in the beginning.
That was, but I'm sure it was for a goal. It wasn't that he fought for the love of it. It was, the goal was to get into the UFC. So Pat Barry said, and I agree with him, you know, we've talked about that, I'm willing to die in the cage. Nobody is willing to die in the cage. Fighters are aware they could die.
Sure.
I don't think any fighter truly says, I'm willing to die today. No. You're going to fight. You know that it could happen. It could happen. A police officer knows every day he could die today.
Sure.
He's not willing to die.
Right.
He could die.
Sure.
A firefighter, something could happen. He could die today. So Pat Barry saying anybody who says, I would fight for free, that's not true.
I'll fight for free.
Well, you're going to.
Well, I'm doing it for the love.
Well, no, we're going to get sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to. I almost said a word that probably would have gotten me in trouble. How would I say it? We're going to prostitute you out.
Oh, sweet.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but I think you pay them to leave. You don't pay them for the act.
Yeah, well, they're going to pay me for you to leave.
Okay.
That's how we're going to do it.
Then it's textbook.
Right. So we're going to go in and look for sponsorships.
Okay.
And then they're going to pay me for you to leave the building.
I'm winning. I'm going to be a champion. I'm climbing the top of the – is it octagon or is it a ring?
I can't tell you anything right now. But we have some feelers out for a couple different people.
I'm excited.
Well
– all right, so Kluckemeyer. Let's get Kluckemeyer in there.
No, the realistic.
Oh.
It's real. This
what do you
is,
mean?
This is real knuckle
– so a real fighter. Okay, I got it.
This isn't far-fetched. You're not going to fight Antonio Tarver. You're not going to fight Keith Thurman. Okay. This is real. You're going to have a real fight against a real person.
But it has to be somebody that's known. It's got to be someone on my level.
Well, you're not known.
No, of course I am.
And you have no level.
No, I'm on the top. I'm on the top floor, baby. I'm with George and Wheezy.
You know, the more you talk and the more you really get me fired up.
You want to get in there with me?
No, I'm going to get a lesser person. I want to get like Jack in the other room. No, and I'm going to have Jack beat you.
You're going to have to talk to my agent then. We have to work out this deal.
We're going to work it out.
No,
details are coming.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
The details are coming. We may be in the next week or two adding another network as well. Well, another station.
To another country?
Oh, you're an idiot.
Oh.
You are a complete idiot.
Is it on the other side of the...
Because you know where it is, and you just said another country.
Is it on the other side of the Pacific?
It's not another country, you buffoon.
What is it?
It's another state.
Oh,
but it's not another country.
It's out in the water.
But that's still not another country.
Well, it's over there.
It's better than over here, but oh my God, you're killing me.
Oh, maybe it's BJ Penn. I'll fight that guy.
BJ Penn would still kill you.
No, not kill me.
He would kill you.
He's fighting nightclub people. Like he's.
Then what are you?
I'm a nightclub guy. I'm a pizza man.
That's even worse.
I'm a dangerous guy. I got the pizza oil on me. I'm slippery. Like, I'll roll punches off.
My thoughts, I should have started the show with it. I almost went to the Gilroy Garlic Festival.
Oh.
Last year or the year before.
That's always on our calendar. My wife is a huge garlic fan.
Yeah.
Well, like, we always look
the UFC
for that.
Was there. The UFC was right up the street. I don't know what the next town up from there was.
Right.
And I almost drove over. I mean, I had credentials to go and all that, and you know me.
Right.
It's 8 in the morning. I'm like, man, I'm good.
And if it's food-oriented, you're making a trip.
I should have, could have, would have, and I didn't.
Well, what a tragedy.
It
I
is.
Mean, and a 6-year-old child, 13-year-old. Man, what a devastating. I mean, it sucks that you can't even go out and enjoy a family event outdoors around a food festival without worrying about gunfire.
Well, anywhere. Going to a store, going, you know, walking down the street. We go to a festival in, I think it's Dunedin, that they now park semis on all the streets.
Oh, so they can't drive a car
So they can't drive in the car.
Yeah,
I like it, but it's sad.
It's terrible. I mean, tonight at the MLS soccer game, you got to be worried about being in large crowds.
Well, no, God's public. There. God's going to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Yeah, God is.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, God's.
And I don't like soccer.
Yeah, but he's a good dude. I like his energy. I like his statements. He's funny. He's just a funny. And we're talking about Zlatan, the LA Galaxy star.
How bad did you butcher?
Zlatan?
I don't. I can't pronounce it. So
is
I don't
it
even
silent?
It's
Zlatan.
But no, it's not that. I don't know if I'd go tonight if he wasn't playing.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I wouldn't have made this trek over here.
And then the Atlanta player, when he gets announced, he's going to get booed like nothing.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, Atlanta and Orlando hate each other.
Okay.
Tampa and St. Pete hate each other.
Sure.
Orlando and Atlanta can't stand each other.
You and I have our differences as well.
Well, would we say that we can't stand each other? We dislike each other. Yeah. Right? We put up – well, you put – I put up with you. I put up with you.
Well, you're going to be in my corner for my fight.
Oh, it's going to be so much
fun. Oh, you're
going
with the enemy?
No, I'm going to be in your corner. And then I'm going to hold up signs telling your opponent what to do. Right jab.
Well, we could have Brianna Smith, the international hooter girl, do the card girl. She could be round one, round two. We'll call her.
You're not getting involved in this other than you're the ring announcer.
I'm involved in every aspect. Promotion, food consumption, a promoter, no, a sponsor.
Of this event?
Yeah, I'm going to do it all.
You're now a sponsor
I'll
of
sponsor
it.
My own event.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bet my own wage.
Hold on a
myself.
Second. Hold on a second. Let me sell you some sponsorship.
Okay.
$500. If you could write me, no, I don't want to check. Yeah, I do want to check. A check for $500. Once it clears,
oh God,
I then will let you know what space on your shirt my logo will go.
Will you take Bitcoin?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
Yes.
You yes. get $500 worth of Chuck E. Cheese.
You know they
tokens.
Used to be a sponsor of the show?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese on US 19 in Clearwater.
We got to get that back.
And they used to give me all the coins I wanted, all those booklets. And we used to take the kids there like every weekend.
Oh,
we played
man.
Every game. We rode every car. We rode every.
Well, we are. We're ready for a new sponsorship, I think. Let's go back and get that.
It was fun.
I got kids. I have fun there every week.
Heck with the kids. This is for us.
Yeah, that's true. We'll leave the kids at home.
You know, you got the ski ball and skittle ball and what are those cars? the bumper cars.
Bumper cars, yeah.
Yeah. Do you see that I know that we're just rambling. We're trying to get to the top of the hour. A pinball place just opened up in St. Pete?
I did see
old
that.
School
yeah,
pinballs
like a
and
retro
stuff?
Pinball.
Looking
was that your thing? Pinball? Was that a game you played as
I
a
remember
kid?
When I got out of the Navy. I was stationed in Philadelphia. I went downtown just to kill time because we were stuck in Philly for another couple of weeks. And I played Qbert for 8 hours a day.
Wow.
8 hours a day.
Wow.
I had the codes down. I hate codes, too. But when you play it enough, you know where to jump and where all that. So I was a big cuber.
So we're a little bit different in age, so it was a different era.
You're a lot older than me.
A lot younger than you. But I remember my best arcade story was being on Georgetown University, and these two monsters walked in. I had no idea who they were. It was Mutombo and the other guy.
Well, that narrows it down.
Whatever the other basketball player was.
Olajuwon?
No, it was
Ewing.
No, Morning and something else. But yeah. So they
Alonzo Morning.
Yeah, Alonzo Morning. And so I was.
Thank God we're at the top of the hour, pinball. So I can just.
They took my pinball machine.
Now, we just turned him off. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We're going to reach out to Clay Guida with BKFC coming up. A lot of good stuff in hour number two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sound. Watching every
move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.